What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, April 10th, 2017, start of a brand new week of utter insanity, courtesy of the United States government, the nicest government money can buy. Unfortunately, it's not our money. Entangled here. All right, we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, but I'm going to ask you, don't call in unless you really have something to contribute. Don't just call on in just to hear yourself on the radio here, because we do have a lot of material to get through. Mike is in our control room, dealing with our technical issues, feeding the mutant hamster, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, let's get the media distraction out of the way right here at the top. There's been a shooting at an elementary school out in San Bernardino. Two adults are dead. Two children are wounded. They're not saying exactly what, but they're saying it was a murder-suicide. First question that pops into my mind is, was the shooter on prescription antidepressants? Because they do seem to be a factor in a lot of this otherwise inexplicable behavior here. So let's talk about the aftermath of Trump's cruise missile attack on Syria. Condemnation continues to pour in from around the world. Over in France, an editorial in one of their papers was headlined, "Trump has just made his first major international mistake." And basically saying, yes, it is shocking to see those pictures of the dead babies. That's why they manufactured them, for the shock value, so that you'll react without thinking. But that's a bad, bad quality in a president, if in fact Trump actually believes Assad did carry out that gas attack. And they're chastising people like Merkel and Hollande, who are like fully on board. Oh, yes, we've got to do this. We've got to go whoop on Syria. We have our opportunity now to achieve our geopolitical ends over there. But Donald Trump has to be realizing that he has made a major, major blunder that could cost him the 2020 election. Story out of the original antiwar.com. Trump's base revolts against the Syria strike. I know it certainly ended any favorable feelings I had about the guy. Another article was out there saying that the U.S. just bombed its own reputation in Syria. It's bombed its own trust. Everybody sees the United States now as a mad dog, telling lies to start a war and then carrying through on them. Now, Trump has now issued a demand to Russia to stop supporting Syria. That's going to go over like a lead balloon. Putin will not back down. So, the corporate media is fully on board the war agenda. Even Fox News is out there saying, oh, yes, we've got to do this. It's time to do this. It's a full court press to sell you the next war. Plural. I'll get into that in a little bit. The Washington Post is urging aggression and regime change in Syria. They keep changing the story back and forth. 5 years ago, it was regime change. Assad is gassing his own people. And then that fell apart when it turned out it was the rebels who were gassing the people. Then the U.S. said, well, we're not really in Syria to bomb Assad and the Syrian people. We're there to get ISIS and al-Qaeda. They just kept missing ISIS and al-Qaeda and continuing to bomb Syrian infrastructure. Well, that one didn't fool anybody, so now they're back to saying, yeah, you got us. We're out there to replace the government in Syria to one who will work with us. And they're just out there saying, oh, this is a great thing. This is a great thing. So I have a plan. I think we need to grab everybody out there who says we should have a war with Russia, give them guns and parachutes, and drop them on Moscow, while those of us who do not want war with Russia get to stay home. All in favor, say aye. Boy, I heard that all the way out here from the mainland. I don't know about you. I'm really kind of sick and tired. And we saw this back in Vietnam. You know, kids who were not necessarily in favor of the war get sent over to make the war, while the people who wanted the war, who profited from the war, stayed safely at home counting their stock portfolios here. Now, the story about whether or not the U.S., warned Russia prior to the attack on the Syrian airfield has been flipping back and forth. And what it turns out, according to White House spokesman Sean Spicer, there was no warning sent to Russia through political channels. There was a heads up that was sent directly from the U.S. military to the Russian military. And it wasn't much of an advance notice out of concern that Russia would tell the Syrians, duck. All right, let's grab a quick phone call. Steve in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, about Syria?
Yes.
You kind of blew my theory right out of the water, but I'm going to present it anyway. In the past, Trump has getting on Obama for being soft on his foreign policy. And I think he was set up to make him do some kind of action where they created a false flag and he was put in a spot where he had to react. And my theory is maybe he bombed Syria but gave Russia like a little nudge, wink, wink, saying, hey, I'm going to, you know, send some missiles to Syria. It's, you know, no real damage is going to happen. You know, I got to get these people off my back. You know, maybe we'll just go on from there.
Well, I think, first of all, the fact that Sean Spicer is saying no message was sent, contrary to the earlier report, I think the other fact is cost-benefit analysis. I mean, the damage that has been done to America's reputation and trustworthiness around the world is epic in scale. Everybody now sees the U.S. as this rogue nation that concocts fairy tales about other countries and then uses them to justify wars of aggression. This is a major foreign policy fail. And yes, the neocons and the war hawks are out there saying Donald Trump is our boy now. The story I am getting is that the congressional leadership went to Donald Trump after the false flag gas attack and simply said the war agenda is moving forward with or without you. And if you don't order this cruise missile attack, then we've got enough votes to get you removed from office for whatever reason they were going to concoct. Because that, you know, that is the only thing that makes any sense unless we concede or stipulate that Donald Trump really was dumb enough to fall for this false flag stunt, knowing that false flags are a reality of geopolitical life. They have been all along, and certainly the U.S. has their own record of them. But I think when you consider what a botch-up job the actual attack was, the U.S. sent a message of unpredictability, of lying to start wars, and once again demonstrated our weaponry isn't very good, because 37 of those 59 cruise missiles, they originally fired 60. One of them didn't get past the rail of the ship and went into the ocean. But out of 59 missiles that were fired into Syria, 37 of them did not hit that airbase. They're known to have hit at least three other villages, killing civilians, including children. And that the blowback from that completely undermines Trump's assumption of the moral high ground here.
Yeah, I mean, are weapons really that bad? I mean, with the GPS and a laser pointed the missile systems. I mean, how can we miss so badly? That's what made me go into my theory. Is maybe it was done on purpose. So you know, look at Trump
Hang on. Okay. If the epic failure of these Tomahawks had occurred in a vacuum, I would say, yeah, there's something questionable there. But we're hearing these horror stories about the F-35, the F-22, the Gerald R. Ford, the Independence-class littoral combat ships, the Freedom-class littoral combat ships. Apparently, the latest generation of amphibious assault ships are being built without a well deck, which means they can't take along hovercraft and landing craft with them. And there's just a pattern of complete incompetency in terms of our military-industrial complex. They've gotten back into the habit of building weapons that cost a huge amount of money but don't perform very well because the hope is they'll never actually have to be used. They're just, you know, built to put on display and, you know, rattle our sabers with and everything. Anyway, listen, Steve, going to let you go because I got a lot of stuff I need to get back to. And we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates just rejoining the network. We're talking about this cruise missile attack on Syria. based on an obvious false flag. The story simply does not make any sense at all. Assad was on the verge of winning his war against the U.S.-backed rebels. They were starting peace talks to end the war. Little over a week ago, Trump and Tillerson were saying it was okay with them if Assad stayed on, if he won the next election. And then you get McCain out there saying, and all of a sudden there's a gas attack, which accomplishes nothing militarily, especially because it was directed against civilians. It's designed to be a shocking, horrific crime so that you'll look at the pictures and react with your emotions instead of actually thinking if the story makes sense. Because it never did. And following on the principle of if at first you don't succeed, lie again, they're piling the lies up even higher. The U.S. is going to accuse Russia of complicity in this Syrian chemical attack. Tillerson is saying Moscow clearly failed in its responsibility to eliminate Assad's arsenal. Just before we went to air on Fox News, they're running the story that Russia knew that Syria was going to do this in advance, and they did nothing to stop it. I mean, they're just grasping at straws, anything that they can get traction on. Now they're claiming that Assad is using white phosphorus. No support for any of it. Just absolute fantasy. They're trying to throw so much out there that people will say, well, there's a lot of smoke. I guess maybe there's some fire. No, there isn't. There's a lot of smoke. And apparently Rex Tillerson is saying when he meets with Putin, he's going to confront them with evidence that Russia knew that Syria was going to carry out this sarin attack. Wanted to cover it up. So now they're getting ready to say that anybody doubting the official story is working as an arm of Russian propaganda. I've already got the coffee cup made up from that Washington Post thing. Now, as it turns out, Putin is not going to meet Tillerson in Russia. And the reason is they're not sure who's really calling the shots over here, because you've got Trump saying one thing, Tillerson saying another. Tillerson's gone back to saying that if Assad wins his election, he can stay on as president, and the attack on the Syrian airbase was only in retaliation for the chemical weapon attack. Meanwhile, you've got John McCain out there saying, go back in and bomb him some more. We need more war, more blood. Nikki Haley's up there trying to start wars, not just with Syria, but Iran and Russia. And from Putin's point of view, he does not know, neither do I, who's actually running the show in this country. It's amazing. Scary, actually. So McCain is out there doing his usual unhinged thing. And by the way, I did get a reader letter from Arizona saying he's in office all this time through election fraud. Because this listener says he doesn't know anybody in Arizona who ever votes for John McCain. His votes just appear out of thin air inside those computer machines. So McCain is out there screaming more war in Syria, says Russia is guilty of war crimes. Just out there. McCain is saying the U.S. did not do a thorough enough job in attacking the Syrian airbase and should have cratered the runways. Well, I'm certain the runways were targeted, but remember, 37 of those cruise missiles missed the base entirely. They hit at least three nearby towns, killing civilians and children. Now, the Tomahawk land attack missile does have a warhead that is designed to crater runways. It carries six hard steel penetrators, and the way it works is if you just blow a crater in the runway, they can fill in the dirt, throw a couple of steel mats over it, and all of the Russian-built military aircraft are rough-field capable. They're not damaged by foreign object debris. They can land on dirt roads. They're rough terrain capable. So the proper way to take out a runway is you drive this weapon deep underground and it blows out a void. And that means you have to excavate down into the void to be able to fill it. You can't just shove in debris at the top and have the runway stay intact. And the Tomahawk land attack missile does have these warheads. And I'm sure that they were probably targeted on the runway. They just simply failed. And by the way, I'm seeing all these news stories in the corporate media about we launched 59 missiles at this Syrian airbase. Nobody's mentioning the fact only 23 of them actually got there. Now, McCain, even though Trump went along with what McCain wanted, an attack on Syria, McCain has turned on him. And he's saying the administration rhetoric about Assad's fate being decided by the Syrian people was to blame for Assad's gassing his own people. McCain isn't even making any sense. Assad getting a nod from the White House that he can remain as Syria's president if he wins the next election is the prime reason Assad would not do anything to provoke a negative response. John McCain must think that you, the American people, are brain-dead morons to even try such a barefaced lie. But that's all he's got to work with. All wars are started with lies, and they're stuck with a lie. Everybody knows it's a lie, so what do? They come back with a bigger and worse lie. They can never admit they were wrong or lying to you. The whole thing's going to start unraveling. So it's come up with a big, Assad has drones filled with Ebola parked in Canada. Assad has a Death Star. Assad tap dances barefoot on his shag carpeting. What an evil man that is. Now, we ran the flashback story where Seymour Hersh had discovered that the Obama administration had sent sarin gas to the rebels to use in order to frame Assad and justify an invasion. And all of this went through Hillary Clinton's State Department. Remember, they had this smuggling line set up from Libya to Syria. And Libyan weapons, including chemical weapons, were being smuggled from Libya to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. Technically, given that we've all been told ISIS and Al-Qaeda are our enemies in the war on terror, that constitutes treason. The providing of aid and comfort to enemy in time of war. Now, only a couple of months ago, McCain made a secret trip to Syria, supposedly to meet U.S. military and anti-Assad rebels. Is that when this whole thing was being planned? And by the way, isn't McCain's job actually supposed to be in Arizona? I'm sure the Arizonans are probably happier when he's out of the country here. But you need to remember the long history of lies used to start wars. Remember when the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador went before the UN and said Iraqis were killing babies and stealing the incubators? And it turned out to be a lie. It was a complete fiction created by public relations firm Hill & Knowlton. Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. Only last year, Egyptian police arrested five people in Egypt using children to stage fake Aleppo footage. They were manufacturing in Egypt, providing it to all these media sites and saying, oh yes, this is from Aleppo. Look at the horrible, horrible things that are being done in Aleppo. You are getting nothing from the U.S. government and the corporate media but lie after lie after lie after lie. The only things you can trust are the sports scores and the weather report, and they're not all that good on the weather report because they're still screaming global warming, and it happens to be snowing all across Montana at the moment. So I take it back. You can trust them on the sports scores, but that's about all they're good for anymore. You need to turn off that TV news, unless you have an academic interest in what they're lying about today. So, story out of newsantiwar.com, U.S. vows to keep pressure on Syria as hawks urge more attacks, more attacks, more attacks. Lindsey Graham, of course, who never met a war he didn't like, is out there saying that we need 6,000 troops on the ground, and we're going to wipe out ISIS, then we're going to impose regime change. Now, according to independent journalist Mike Chernovich, National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster is trying to get Trump to sign off on a plan that would put 150,000 U.S. troops on the ground in Syria. They're ramping this thing up so fast. They're concerned about the growing backlash, both within the United States and internationally. And they're just going to rush this thing through before anybody can react. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about the report coming out of Chernovich Media, where they're basically saying that current National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster is manipulating the intelligence reports being given to President Donald Trump. Nothing new in that. The Pentagon was doing exactly the same thing to President John F. Kennedy to present a view of what was happening in Vietnam that would lead the president to support what the Pentagon wanted to do. So McMaster is out there lying to the president of the United States and pushing for a plan that'll put 150,000 American ground troops in Syria. Meanwhile, McMaster is out there urging Russia to reevaluate their support for Syria. They're rattling the sabers and telling Russia to get out of town. It is not going to happen. And apparently, McMaster's is now out there saying the U.S. is simultaneously going to fight the terrorists and Assad at the same time. It's just sick. Now, a very alarming story. Apparently, the U.S. military is building up an armored deployment on the border between Jordan and Syria. And if you look at a map, you'll see that's not all that far from Damascus itself. This includes heavy battle tanks, artillery pieces, and they're building up there. Now, Alex Jones had a report earlier today that a U.S. amphibious landing ship with a marine detachment on board is on off the coast of Syria near Damascus as well. Maybe they're just going to move fast before anybody can try and stop them. All right, let's take a phone call. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, how you doing, Mike? I got to say this one thing. I keep hashtagging on Twitter, fire McMaster, because now I know why they wanted to get rid of General Flynn, because I think he fell on his sword for nothing.
I agree.
And the thing is, when that gas attack happened, President Trump should have got on the phone with the Kremlin. And I want to let, President Trump would have been better off saying, let Russia and Assad handle who did it, and we'll just stay out of it. But,
the people who perpetrated the false flag attack, you know, wanted to use it to reverse the U.S. policy on Syria. I mean, you had Trump saying it's just a political reality that Assad is going to stay in power. And McCain went absolutely ballistic and said, no, we must prevail. We will send as many of other people's children and money to Syria as it takes. And that was the whole purpose of the false flag gas attack. And so the people who pulled off that gas attack, they didn't want an investigation. I mean, if you think about it, the cruise missile attack onto that air base destroyed the airplanes that the U.S. claimed were fitted to drop chemical weapons. So the evidence is now gone.
Well, John McCain, I know Congress is going to be out of session in a couple weeks, and that would be a perfect time for federal agents to pick up John McCain, interrogate him for violating the Logan Act, going over to Syria and talking with our enemies.
Of the Logan Act only if he did not have Donald Trump's permission.
And I don't know if he did.
Well, I'd like to know. I'd like to know, but this whole situation is spinning out of control. We could literally be at a nuclear war in mere weeks, the way this thing is going. Anyway, George, I'm going to let you go. Coming up on a break here and getting on back to the news. Now, Bernie Sanders has demanded that President Trump come over to the Congress and explain why he launched an attack against Syria without getting congressional approval. And along with Tulsi Gabbard, is saying that is clearly unconstitutional. The War Powers Act does not cover the president simply attacking another country on a whim. The president can deploy U.S. forces in response to an attack on our country. No Americans were killed in the gas attack. No sovereign U.S. territory was invaded, damaged, or bombed. Now, speaking of Tulsi Gabbard, she is facing calls for her immediate removal from the House of Representatives over her statement that she is not accepting that Assad did the chemical attack without some kind of evidence. And now you have Howard Dean and everybody's up in arms saying she can't be in Congress if she doesn't believe as we tell her to believe. And they're literally mounting a campaign to get her kicked out of Congress. Boy, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We were talking about Hawaii's own Representative Tulsi Gabbard, who has been in the news lately for clearly being a person of her own mind. She refused to go along with that. We're all going to wear white and suffrage or KKK or whatever the symbolism was supposed to be with the other Democratic women during Trump's first address to Congress. She went over to Syria and she met with Assad. And now that's being used against her. We can't have a representative who's actually talked to the dictator. She may have gotten the wrong ideas from him, like the fact that he's not anywhere near as bad as we're all being told. And they're literally ganging up on her. And this is another hallmark of the former Soviet Union just before it collapsed, where the groupthink ruled everything, everybody. And anyone who dared stand up and say, you know, maybe we are leaking a little radioactivity from Chernobyl, they were immediately thrown out. So Rand Paul is also out there saying, we need to have evidence. We need to have evidence who did this. We were talking about this group of Swedish doctors who looked at the video and said, it doesn't even look like it's sarin gas. So Rand is probably going to find himself under serious attack and calls for him to step down. They don't want anybody in the government who's not fully on board with the conquest of planet Earth. All right, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Listen, I noticed something Friday that I have to say kind of correlates with the idea that the globalists among us may want to financially drain Trump's resources. And they made a big push with this to do this. It's financially drain the Trump, if you will. This is something you said on Friday. You're talking about Starbucks and mixing business and politics. And then you said, when you're a movie star or a TV star, there's a factor called bankability. And if you sign up to and then you were cut off, I don't think that was just someone hacking around. I think you were edited then, right there. You were edited out, and you couldn't finish what you were saying. The next day, I think it was on one of these, or was it Sunday? I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday, but there was this discussion on TV by the corporate media about Trump no longer being a good candidate to endorse products because he's too impulsive, you know, absolutely turning against him. It's like, I think he had no choice but to do this for some reason. It could be what you were stating before about, they had the votes to impeach him and, and et cetera, but they didn't have any, ability to do that. I mean, they didn't have the proof, but
well,
they can
always
drum something up. But
we have Chernovich. We have Chernovich, who's out there saying that McMaster's is editing the intelligence reports going to Trump. They may have simply lied to him to his face. They all started. I mean, remember last week Trump was saying his entire cabinet agreed this was the thing to do. Trump may be cut off from the real world by his own White House staff, and it's another reason why he really should have cleaned house when he went on in there. And apparently another one of his top people is stepping down, going to become an ambassador. Anyway, Sherry, I need to let you go. Got two more calls I'm going to take. Then we're going to close the lines for a while because I really have got so much more to talk about. Mark in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm sure you're familiar with War is a Racket. You cited one of the lines in your All Wars Are Bankers Wars. I think we need to update this. I mean, to go into it exhaustively would take volumes, but if we could concisely point out that FDR was a traitor and a liar when he claimed the Japanese attack without provocation. And I trust you may find you appreciate the humor. I told my pastor about this recently. When I refer to certain mute donkeys, just write this down. 2 Peter 2:16. in the King James Version, you may find some humor in that. But the thing is, a real republic requires people be informed. And when people call themselves conservative, informed, the either misinformed or disinformed or just plain wrong. And that's the thing is that we need to reinstate the republic with the rule of law, with a government where the treason of lying into the war is properly punished. Now,
I agree with you on that.
Briefly, the 50th anniversary of the attack on the Liberty. I'm pretty sure I saw Phil Turney on Facebook. I trust you're gonna you and John Statmiller are gonna have him on that anniversary. That's gonna be a pretty heavy day for him, I'm pretty sure. So it's something you might want to prepare in advance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. We'll have somebody from the Liberty, the survivors, on the show on that day. And, it'll be interesting to see how Donald Trump either acknowledges or ignores that anniversary. Apparently, tonight they're having Seder at the White House. So, Mark, going to let you go. Going to take one more phone call from Andrea in Oklahoma, and then we're going to close the lines for a while because I got a bunch of stuff to get to. Andrea, what is on your mind today?
Yes, aloha. Rick Steves on OETA PBS had a big where he went to Iran, and of course he always tries to learn a little bit of the language and talk to the people. And this wonderful, he went throughout the whole country showing all these beautiful places and how kind and how friendly the people were, and mm-hmm. how this family had him into their house. And he ended the show by, you know, we really need to open our hearts and, you know, stop reacting and find out, you know, what the real reason is, because this is a wonderful country. It has so much to offer. And when it came to Trump and hearing that whenever he reacted, he was in front of another man, another leader, I guess the Chinese leader or something, and he reacted so quickly, it reminded me of General Custer and how you could be drugged into being massacred. If you're not looking and paying attention, you can be massacred by moving too quickly and not
yes.
thinking things through.
Absolutely agree with you on that one. And I've got some other stories that touch on that very topic a little bit further in the show. So, Andrea, I'm going to let you go. We are closing the phone lines until further notice. Now, it is obvious at this point that the corporate media and the war hawks are understanding they've got a big credibility problem. People are not buying this Assad gassed his own people story because it doesn't make any sense. It never did. Assad was all but winning his war against the U.S.-backed rebels. They were starting peace talks to bring the war to a complete end. Little over a week ago, the White House was saying Assad can stay on as president if he wins his next election. It was all going Assad's way. There was no reason for him to do something that was going to instantly turn world opinion against him. The gas attack accomplished no military gain whatsoever, especially because the attack was against civilians and children. And that was deliberate, to create shocking images that Nikki Haley could wave around at the UN and saying, see, it's horrible, the way that Colin Powell was wagging around his little vial of what they said was anthrax, but was probably just powdered sugar. It's all theater and all show. The story about Assad gassing his own people makes no sense. He had no motive. He had nothing to gain and everything to lose. And so now they're trying to push back and reassert the lies and bolster them with more lies here. And there was a story over at PolitiFact, no less, saying that conspiracy claims that Syrian gas attack was a false flag are unproven. And basically they go on out there and they say, well, we looked and we didn't see any evidence that this could be a false flag at all. And therefore, by default, you will accept the government's story. No, by default, the burden of proof is on the government and the corporate media. And I note PolitiFact didn't actually go out to look for credible evidence that Assad actually did what he's accused of doing. Now, let's be honest here. The U.S. government has a long and dark track record of using lies to justify invasions. We all remember that whopper about Saddam's nuclear weapons. We all remember that back in 2013, the U.S. government tried to claim Assad gassed his own people. Subsequent investigations by the UN and MIT said it was the U.S.-backed rebels trying to frame Assad. Then the U.S. government tried the same thing in 2014. Oh, Assad is gassing his own people. The UN chemical weapons inspector said no. Once again, it was the U.S.-backed rebels. They even tried it in November of last year. Assad is using chlorine gas on his own people. I mean, if you think about it, it's just absurd. It never made any sense. Assad doesn't have a motive to do this. Assad's enemies do. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me hundreds and hundreds of times, shame on me. We've been down this road before. We know it leads to disaster. So, article on the same topic from Russia Today, the $64 question. Where is the U.S. evidence that Assad was behind whatever it is that happened at Idlib? And what they're getting from Nikki Haley, the U.N. envoy, is pictures of dead children. That's it. And she says it bears all the hallmarks of Assad's regime's use of chemicals. It's never once been documented Assad ever used such things. It's always a lie after a lie after a lie. They're building on the lies again. They're raising on a busted flesh. And Russia's foreign ministry came on out and said, we need something a little more substantial. This shows us a chemical attack may have taken place, but it doesn't tell us who did it. And Nikki Haley comes back and says, well, we have classified evidence. We have classified evidence that proves Assad did this. You're just going to have to take our word for it. Boy, that's a tall order, especially looking back at stolen Iraqi incubators and Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. And the corporate media is fully on board with this. They've lined up, and they're basically saying the entire case that Assad did this comes from a doctor in the Al-Qaeda-controlled Syrian province of Idlib, Sajul Islam. And he's being cited everywhere for saying that this was Assad's fault. There's only one problem. This guy has been up on terrorism charges. He kidnapped journalists. He works for ISIS and Al-Qaeda. He's demonstrably part of the group that wants to bring Assad down. And yet he's being cited as an absolutely unimpeachable source, along with, of course, the White Helmets, who have been outed as working for ISIS. Now, they're ramping up the propaganda. And you're not going to believe this one. Over at the Daily Mail, they've identified the pilot who dropped that sarin bomb that killed the Syrians. And they're saying it was basically a general in Syria's Air Force who carried out another gas attack last month. I have a clue for you over at the Daily Mail. Generals do not fly combat missions. That's what the rank and file pilots are for. Generals are too expensive and important to risk. Again, they're just making this stuff up out of thin air. Now, there's another one that was making the rounds earlier today where somebody took a clip showing a pile of these canisters part of the bombed out portions of the airfield and said, these are chemical weapons canisters. This proves this was a center for chemical weapons. They're now trying to justify the bombing retroactively by saying they were going after Assad's stockpiles of chemical weapons. Well, first of all, if you've got a chemical weapon stockpile, the very last thing you want to do is bomb it, because then it's going to spread on out and kill a lot of people. But as it turns out, the canisters are clearly marked as containing warheads for fragmentation bombs. And some of the bombs can actually be seen in the debris field. And don't forget, the U.S. claimed they did not attack any chemical weapons at the base, so they wouldn't have been targeting this hangar area. Remember during the Iraq War, there was this picture they were showing around of this green trailer with all this machinery in the back, and they were screaming, it's a mobile biological weapons laboratory. They're making anthrax there to send to you. And it turned out it was a hydrogen gas generator used to inflate weather balloons. And everybody knew that's what it was because they're manufactured in Great Britain, who sold it to Iraq. And that's all it was. But they'll just take a picture and they'll say, this is what it is. Don't think, don't analyze, just believe us. Even the Pentagon's getting in on this one. Over at Breitbart, they're running a story. Pentagon official, there is no credible alternative to the Syrian regime carrying out the chemical attacks. There's no credible alternative. You will believe as we tell you to believe. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. How many times do you have to be lied to before you're ready to stand up and shout to the government and corporate media, you are all liars, you are full of it, and I am not listening to you anymore? Especially when we're looking at a major war that will kill and cripple millions around the world, possibly go nuclear. That's how dangerous and risky this is. We apparently have true believers in the Pentagon who are convinced they can win a nuclear war, even in the face of the apparent failures of much of our modern weapon systems. Brian Williams, who you have to wonder why he still has a job after being outed for all the lies he's told in the past, was out there looking at the video of the launch of the missiles and saying, they're beautiful. Oh, isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? Well, during the launch, maybe, yeah, but Brian, you ought to be over on the place where those missiles come down. I don't think you'd be as enthusiastic. But then that's his job. He's paid, caught up in the excitement. Oh, my goodness, we're going to war. It's going to be fun and beautiful. I almost feel like playing Tom Lehrer's songs for World War III. It's that overt. Now, there was a piece of news that was put out earlier today, and unfortunately, a lot of people carried it. Reuters carried this story that Iran and Russia issued a joint statement to the United States, a warning that the next time the U.S. struck Syria, Iran and Russia would attack the United States of America. And everybody ran with this thing. And it looks like it's another hoax to get everybody scared of Russia and Iran and what they might do. Don't think, just be afraid. If you're afraid, we can control you. Because there's been zero confirmation from either Russia or Iran that this actually happened. I mean, the bovine excrement has hit the tsunami stage here in this country. Get the hip waders out. It's getting slippery out there. Going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANG. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, back up at the United Nations, Nikki Haley is out there frothing at the mouth, screaming about Russia and Iran and saying there's nothing that's off the table. That the United States is going to act when we need to act. Somebody needs to tell Nikki Haley to stop acting like she's the U.S. president, if not president of the world. The daily threats to other nations are not helping things stand down. Interestingly enough, in his White House press briefing, Sean Spicer, without any clear indication of why, is lumping North Korea in with the designated targets. He literally came on out and said, quote, Russia stands with Syria, North Korea, and Iran, end quote. The axis of evil. Now, here's a really bogus story, I think. This was reported in Press TV. And apparently the story now is that Ivanka's heartbroken response to the photos of the gassed babies is what prompted Donald Trump to order the Syria attack. And this could be just more trying to spread the blame around. So nobody is really held responsible for this flustercluck. I thought Ivanka had brains. But if she does not see through the obviousness of the lie about Assad gassing his own people, then she's just another body by Fisher, brains by Mattel, lassie. I can almost just see the meeting. You know, Donald Trump is out there. Did those photos upset you? And Ivanka says, yes, they do. They make me very unhappy. Trump says, do you want daddy to beat up the bad man who did that? Ivanka says, yes, please. So Trump comes back and says, okay, daddy will beat up the bad man for you. Well, if this is somehow remotely true, this portrays Trump as making reckless decisions in the moment based on emotions, and that is a very bad quality to have in a president. And remember, 37 of those cruise missiles did not hit the base. They flew on. And they're known to have struck at least three other villages, killing civilians and children. I wonder how Ivanka feels about that. Apparently, she's very proud of her daddy for doing that. We're getting word now that Katie McFarland is leaving the Trump White House to serve as ambassador to Singapore. But apparently, it's rather abrupt. And she's leaving her role as Deputy National Security Advisor. And I'm wondering if Trump is realizing that he's being lied to, or if the forces around him are trying to have a purge and get rid of anybody who might question the official story, like they're trying to do to Tulsi Gabbard. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call. Oh, no, there's the music. We'll take the phone call when we come back from station identification.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.